ST Opinion. Are You a Mobile Menace? By Jennifer Matsui. Unlike most people, I don't really have a problem with people using their mobile phones in public. The mild annoyance of listening to a stranger's one-sided conversation is nothing compared to enduring your friends' and loved ones' arrogant disregard for phone etiquette in non-public places. Love them or hate them, mobile phones are not going away anytime soon. So there is little point in condemning their existence. Instead, it's the people who abuse them in private who deserve our condemnation, not to mention a lesson in manners. If you respond with, "I agree," to any of the following statements and questions, perhaps it's time to consider the possibility that you are a menace and should have your mobile phone privileges immediately revoked. 1. The person on the phone always takes precedence to the person sitting in front of me. It's perfectly reasonable to take non-urgent incoming calls while in the middle of a conversation. 2. There's absolutely nothing wrong with text messaging, checking my stock portfolio online, and reading emails while carrying on a conversation face-to-face. It's called multitasking. Get used to it. After all, nothing impresses people more than the appearance of being fantastically busy. 3. My colleagues and underlings should be available to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can expect a call from me any time I have the urge to contact them about something work-related. 4. There's nothing wrong with calling my attractive young insurance agent in the early hours of the morning to drunkenly suggest she join me for a karaoke party. After all, the customer doesn't stop being king just because it's after midnight. 5. Why be punctual when I can always call the person waiting for me and tell them that I will be a few minutes late? Writer's note, I am guilty of this one. 6. Having a mobile phone means that anyone who is on their way home should run your errands for you. Forgot to pick up a liter of milk at the supermarket? Or your dry cleaning? Hey, no problem. Just ask them to pick it up for you. And while they are at it, why not have them complete your entire list of things to do that week? Writer's note, I am guilty of this too. 7. In order for a cherry blossom tree to be fully appreciated, one must view a dozen images of it captured on a mobile phone camera, even if every photograph is identical to the last. 8. I have a full 20 seconds to wait before the train arrives. I fill the time by text messaging someone to pointlessly ask them what they are doing, while I leisurely stroll onto the train, blocking everyone behind me. 9. I don't know the difference between a tool for communication and a surveillance apparatus. I would gladly have a service that provided an ankle bracelet tracking device for my spouse, significant other, that sent him, her, an electrical shock every time they strayed from the sonar screen attached to my mobile phone.